Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, happy Wednesday. Welcome to Divine Connections with Lynn and Sue. We're so glad you're listening in, and we're hoping that you'll give us a call. The number to call in is 646-564-9868. We're talking about reclaiming our sacred space tonight. And I think if Sue's ready, I'll turn that topic over to you and see what your take is.
Okay. Hi, everybody. Glad you could join us tonight. For me, I think of reclaiming our space. There's so many different things that can affect the energy in our area. It could be something as minor as an illness. After you've been ill, that puts a lot of negative energy in the air, or you might have a toxic family member that has been involved, or, I mean, there's just so many different things that can interrupt your force field and your sacred space. And what I like to do, the first thing that I always do is pray. I talk to our Mother and Father God. I believe in the dual entity. I call in the angels, and I have crystals all over my house. Just about every room in my house has crystals in it. And I don't like burning sage. I do not like the smell of it. So when I smudge, I use incense, and I burn frankincense and myrrh, which are both holy oils. And I will go around every room in the house, and my thing to say is after I call in God and the angels, I always say no negative energy is allowed in this space. Only positive energy, love, and light are allowed. And I go through the whole entire area with my incense, getting the smoke in every nook and cranny as much as possible. And I do meditation, and I like to burn candles, too. I use a lot of aromatherapy. Another one of my favorite fragrances is cinnamon, so I burn a lot of cinnamon, the wax melts, and things like that. Just anything that resonates with you is good because it's all in the intent.
Mm-hmm. That's so true.
What about you? What do you like to do?
Well, I do a lot of the same things you do, Sue. Like, I really believe that a good smudge is good for the perimeter, like just for all the entrance ways, and you do a little prayer at each one. I find that you carry your sacred space with you. At least I find I do.
Yeah.
Because as I wrote in the little blurb there, it's living in this physical world really takes a toll on the spiritual, on your spirit, on your energy, on your outlook, your emotions, all of that. And just going across the street can put you in a bad mood. You know what I mean? Like there's so much negativity. It really is true out there. But what I do is I like to always focus on the kindness, the acts of the good acts, the good people, the ones who actually don't get noticed all that much. It's the rotters that get the press, if you've noticed, hey? But those little stories in the back of the newspaper or whatever about an act of kindness, you know, those restore our soul, you know, and focusing on that good, because what you focus on expands, of course, right? So if
right.
You're focusing on, those negative energies, boy, you want more of that. Just, you know, focus on it, and it'll be, because the universe is giving you what you ask for in a very neutral way. So, focus on the good in the world. But also, I find that it's very important to do a boundary meditation, and you claim your space around you, and you don't let any of it in. A lot of people that I've been working with lately are working with addicts, and they talk about, like, the vampire aspect of these people, mentally ill people. I know it's not their fault necessarily, but being around them and caregiving, I find there's a lot of drained caregivers out there who have just lost any sense of a sacred space for themselves. And it's, I guess it's true, too, if you're caring for an elderly person or an ill person, they're not doing it on purpose, but your energy is being pulled back and not replenished. So a lot of people are burned out, don't you find, too, lately, when you're working with folks?
Yes. And I go through that, too, with the energy zap, taking care of my mother before she passed away. And like you said, it wasn't something she was doing intentionally, but it's just such a strain mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually. And I found, too, when I go out, every time I go out in public, I always ask God to let my light shine as bright as possible. And I found that the more I smile while I'm out, the less negativity affects me.
Yeah, and making eye contact with people, too.
Yeah.
You know, helps to kind of remind them, like, get sort of hello in there and remind them that they're a spiritual being having a human experience on this earth.
Yeah.
And I always, when I feel myself being pulled out of my sacred space, I find it really important to analyze what, usually it's like the death of a thousand cuts going on with people. There's, you know, six different major life experiences pulling on them, plus the day-to-day work that is involved in just living on the planet, right? And then earning money. And we're really, it's just, I'm amazed that any of us get through the day half the time, you know. But meditation, whatever works. Again, I'm finding people saying, I can't meditate. And I ask them, well, what method are you using? Are you like someone who does audio meditation well? Do you need a visual? Find what works for you. And that's the first step. Like, to be able to meditate in the middle of a crowd is such a gift. And then you push that energy outward and you just don't let anything pass that. It's an energetic boundary. And if you're being bombarded by negativity, you do that mirror exercise where when the negativity comes at you, you bounce it back. Not necessarily at the perpetrator, but, you know, if it hits them, well, that's not too bad. But
what they're putting out there. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it's like spitting into the wind, you know. You put it out there in with the intention to harm, it's going to come back at you.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. Do no harm. Do no harm. But, you know, put that love out there. But carry the sacred space with you. No matter where you are, you're surrounded by that energetic protection. And I know, Sue, you use a lot of angel protection, too. And I've just started to recognize that as well. So that's a really a prayer in any form, whatever form works for you. Prayer, that's the way to go. So anything to add, Sue? Any... I don't know. I always think we've missed something, but
I think
the callers want to go ahead.
I think we covered pretty much everything.
Yeah, our own takes on it anyway. If any of the callers have anything to add, like how do you protect your sacred space? And more importantly, how do you recover it when you feel kind of lost and pulled into only the physical world? How do you get back to spirit? And anyway, we're interested in your take on it. And with that, I think we'll go to our first caller.
Okay.
Alrighty. Area code 256. You're on the air on Divine Connections. Can we get your name, please?
Yes, my name is Kimberly. How are you?
Hi, Kimberly. How are you?
I'm great.
Thanks for calling. Have you ever called in before, Kim?
No, I have not.
Okay. Did you have a question for us?
Yeah, my question is, I'd like to know, what does spirit need to tell me, like what's coming up for the next 6 months for me, or the next 3 months?
Right. Okay. We'll see what we come up with. If it's not too fast for you, Sue, can you go ahead and I'll see what images I get?
I can see what I'm getting here.
All right. I'll go first next time.
It just might take a second to come through, which is fine.
Yeah. You should have some of that hold music, you know?
Yeah.
Do that. Well, I can see right now if you want me to... Oh, you're okay then?
I'm
starting
good.
To get some numbers. Okay.
Okay. Hi, Kimberly.
Hi.
I pulled a couple of angel cards for you until I start getting other messages coming through. But what the angels are saying, Archangel Jaffiel is coming through, and she's saying that you need to get rid of clutter and clear the energy around you. So anything that is setting you off kilter and not in a positive light, you need to get rid of that. And when you do, everything is going to start moving forward like fast for you. It's time to spread your wings and get out and experience new things. I'm getting counselor. Do you like counseling people or giving advice and guidance? Is that something you do, Irk?
Well, I teach, so sometimes
okay.
I counsel the children. So.
Okay. Is that I was getting that real, coming through real clear. It was like counselor. So, yeah, a teacher would be a part of a counselor role. Are you looking for a new position or a different position?
Yes. Not in education. More in the medical field. I just applied for PA school.
Okay, yeah, because I saw something different, expanding, flying, moving.
Okay.
So, yeah, that I'm seeing that happening for you. But
okay.
It's like you need to get yourself centered and get rid of the negativity and the doubt. And as soon as you get rid of all of that, this is going to take off for you. It's like I said, time to spread your wings and really fly. And this is going to be a new experience, but I feel like it's going to be a stepping stone for you too. There's going to be more involved in it. So that might like lead into the counseling aspect of it also.
Okay.
But I feel you're going to do really, really well in that field.
Okay.
Okay, just make sure not to let the garbage of the world affect you. Don't hold on to it. When something negative comes in, deal with it, acknowledge it, and get rid of it. And the more you can keep your physical, mental, spiritual, emotional state clear, the more you're going to advance.
Okay.
Okay, and that's what I have for you.
All right, thank you very much.
You're welcome, hon. I hope it helps.
It does.
All righty. Thank you, Sue, for going first. I was writing madly here.
That's okay.
I know. I'll go next. I'll go first next time and see if I can go quickly. It's like speed dating, but no, speed reading.
The dating would be good right now, too, though.
Well, there you go. Well, we'll see what we can do for you, darling. Okay, so Kimberly, the number 3 came up right away here. And then did you ever see there's a funny little game show called Let's Make a Deal? I think that's the show. So then the image of like these 3 doors comes up, and there's you. And within the 6 months time, I see you having 3 opportunities. And so it's up to you which one you pick, right? And it's like I see you have like they're equal doors, and it's like, do you go to door number 1, door number 2? And it's almost like that game show because you're feeling like you're taking a step from one world to another. So you want to make sure what you're stepping away from is worth what you're stepping towards. So when these opportunities arise, it's very important for you to observe your feelings regarding each thing that comes up. And be careful you don't block yourself from doing the thing that speaks to your heart. Practicalities are, yes, of course, one must be practical about things, but make sure that you're doing what is your heart work, your heart, the path of heart, as it said. And also, where are we here? Yeah, so watch out that you don't block yourself from taking the path that would make you happy. Maybe it's a little less money, but there's a lot more joy, fulfillment in it for you. So consider those carefully and watch for the feeling of when you consider like door number one, are you feeling contraction or expansion? And just note on each time. And these things will come, I'm feeling like you're going to come bang, 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 like you're going, there's nothing happening, and then suddenly there's too much happening and too many offers. But weigh them each carefully, observe those feelings that you're having for them, and go from there. But very, very careful, watch for burnout. Watch that you don't burn yourself out, okay? And I think when Sue was talking about clutter, it's like mental clutter and physical. If it's physical clutter, that's one thing, but mental clutter, having too many things running through your mind, very important to ground yourself. Are you pretty good at meditating and staying connected to source?
Yes.
Good. Because I have a feeling you're going to have a lot to juggle, a lot of decisions to make. But go with the heart decision. Go with the one that'll make you happy. Run with that, and I think you're going to be just fine.
Okay.
Alrighty. Okay. Does that help at all, Kimberly? I hope that gave you a bit of something to go on.
It did. Thank you very much.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Alrighty. So, I'll try and go first on this one, Sue, and we're going to move next to area code 516. You're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Hi, my name is Ricky.
Hiya, Ricky.
Hi. I have a question. I know you guys can't give a diagnosis as far as medical things, but I just want to put this out there and see what feelings you get about it. I'm a blind person. I live alone. And about 3 years ago, I started having dizzy spells, and I could deal with it then. And it got progressively worse in the last year. And now I'm to the point where I barely can function. I get up and I'm so dizzy that I can't breathe. So I went back to the doctor, and I just want to know, they've taken a whole bunch of tests, you know, and stuff like that. They even screwed up my blood work, and I had to have it done over, which I haven't gotten the results for them yet. But I just want to put this out there and see what you might feel about this, because I'm really to the point where I can't even pray anymore. I cry all the time. I can't even pray anymore. And I was always the person who prayed. I prayed all the time. Now I prayed every day. I haven't been able to pray in the last 3 weeks.
Okay,
go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, I'm just going to say, Ricky, can you also call into the Enter the Light show on Friday night? It's at the same time, 8 o'clock Eastern.
Is it the same number?
Yeah, it's the Blog Talk. We have three shows on the network, and Ryan Adragna is on Enter the Light on Friday night. And I would really, I mean, I'll give you what I'm picking up too, but I think you'd really do well if you can. And I will I'm making a note of your phone number, so we will make sure that you get picked up, okay?
Oh, you'll be there too?
I can certainly be. We all kind of help each other, but we'll see what we can do.
I just want to put it out there and see what vibes you get from this, because I'm getting to the point where I'm losing hope, you know, and they can't find anything. Now I'm going to another different doctor.
Have you been experiencing anxiety a lot?
Well, the anxiety is not caused, it's caused by my condition. That's what the anxiety is from. you know.
You weren't experiencing, like, you weren't having a great deal of either depression, anxiety, any kind of negative mental state before this happened?
No, no.
Okay.
I mean,
so
I was very active, and I, at that point, I wasn't alone. I had people living with me. I took care of my family, but they've all moved away now. And I find that, you know, I get up to do things, and in 5 minutes, I have to lay down. So it takes me a long time to, like, even clean. Okay.
Have they looked in your inner ear?
I'm not sure. I'm going to a hormone doctor now. She took a whole bunch of tests. I forgot what they call her. I know the name, but I just can't think of it now. Neuro something or other. And she suggested, because my blood work got messed up, and she called me. I was supposed to go see her on the 21st, which was last week, to get all these results. And I was looking so forward to going to her and discussing what she found. Come to find out, the blood work was taken incorrectly.
Okay.
So she had me go for the blood work again, and I'm waiting now. If I don't hear from her by Friday, I'm going to call her on Monday.
Okay.
And see what?
Have them check that the inner ear is functioning properly.
That's the next step. She said if she can't find anything hormonally, she's going to suggest I go to an nose, ear, and throat specialist.
Mm-hmm. Because there are conditions. I worked with a chap who had a similar condition. Every time he stood up, he got dizzy. It was an imbalance of the fluids in the inner ear. And they were able to treat it, I believe, but it was just constant dizziness. There was no, so you have no other symptoms like excessive heat in your body. You don't feel overly hot or nausea. There's nothing going on except for the dizziness. Is that correct?
The dizziness and the shortness of breath. I get up to do things and then I lose my breath easily. But the dizziness, when I lay down, I feel fine. I'm not dizzy. When I sit still, I'm not dizzy. It's when I move around.
Okay,
and
I would
inside my. Yeah. Go ahead,
I just wondered, have you got any kind of social support? Like, have you got friends that can help you and stuff like that?
A lot of my friends have gone on, you know, because, you know, a lot of people, they say they want to help you, but they end up, it's too much. And, you know, when I could function, when I could cook, when I could serve them drinks, everything was fine, you know. But I have one family member that she's the one, she takes me to my doctor appointments and she'll come in and we'll do shopping together, food shopping and stuff like that. And I have one male friend that hangs out when I need something. But as far as socializing, I totally, you know, I can't go out alone anymore because I have to hold on to somebody.
Yes, of course. And you've at least,
The blindness doesn't help either, you know.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I am not a doctor by any means, but I would have them check your inner ear. The shortness of breath, I don't know. Go ahead.
I know. I've been going to a cardiologist. That's why I started out when I first started having this shortness of breath. I thought there was something wrong with my heart. But all he found was my heart just beats a little too fast. Then he sent me to this neuro endocrinologist, so she's a hormone doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And she took some blood work, and then she told me, when she called me back, she called me and told me not to come to the appointment because the tests were incorrect, and I'd be wasting my time and my money, and she'd have nothing to tell me. So she said, have the test done again, and then we'll talk about it. She goes, I don't think it's your hormones, but I'm going to give you some more tests and see what this is all about. So that's where I'm standing now, you know. And I spoke to one other psychic that's in my area. I'm in Long Island, New York, by the way.
Okay.
And he gave me a very, I mean, of course he couldn't diagnose me. Like you say, you're not doctors. But he gave me a very positive reading. He said that my mother's around me. Of course she passed. And he says, don't worry about it. This doctor's going to help you. You're going to have a whole new life. And it made me happy, you know. But then that was right before my doctor's appointment, and then that night she called me and said she canceled it. So, but I say it's all in God's good time. You know, he gave me a very positive reading. He said, and twice. I wasn't supposed to call him twice, but I got very worried. I didn't know I wasn't supposed to call him. I called him one time like 3-4 weeks ago, and he told me, you're going to have these results in 4 or 5 weeks, and they're going to find out what's wrong, and you're going to have a better way of life. You're going to be much better, and your mother's around you. And then I called him back last week right before my appointment, and the person who answers the phone for him says, have you called him in the last 3 months? And I said, no, I lied. And I spoke, when I got on with the psychic, he told me the exact same reading that he told me 5 weeks before. And he didn't know who I was.
Well, there you go. I hope it's like an accurate reading, because it sounds like you are having some anxiety, and I wonder if the shortness of breath is from being concerned about the dizziness. Being dizzy is check out, have your inner ear checked. Make sure that's not what is causing it, right? You're doing the right thing. Go and have yourself checked out with medical professionals.
I'm doing it now.
Yeah. Good for you.
I never went, before this, I never went to doctors. I was never sick, and all of a sudden, I'm having these problems. But I just wanted to see what you're feeling.
Yeah, see if it isn't like a mechanical problem within the physical body, in that the inner ear is out of balance, because that's the thing that will cause dizziness.
Right. Well, she mentioned that if she doesn't find anything with these tests, that's the next step, she said.
Yeah.
I'm surprised they haven't checked that part out already,
Mm-hmm. Well,
that's not her expertise anyway, so she would have to send me to a different specialist.
Yeah. Well, that's where you want to just put the prayers out to send you to the right. I mean, your mom and your other spirit guides will see to it that you get on the right path with the professionals. But there is one condition that I'm aware of that's called a dissociation. That is one of the symptoms of anxiety and depression, especially if you're not aware that you're feeling it. It's like almost like you're not in the real world, and there's a dizziness to it.
Right.
But check the mechanical aspect of it and see if it isn't like something going on in that.
Well, like
ear part.
I don't have anxiety attacks. I do when I find out that these things are not working for me, and I lay down and I get. That's when I get depressed and I start to cry, and I used to pray every single day. Now I just can't find my spiritual, I can't find it right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's not lost. You are, if you see what I mean, it's still there. You are still able to connect to the source. I'm going to turn you over to Sue and let her carry on with this, because I have a feeling she's got some good stuff to tell you too.
Why do you want me to call on Friday? Does this man do
I want you to talk to Ryan, who once you give him permission to tap your energy, we'll talk to his spirit team and he'll see what he comes up with as a reading for you. Okay? And see what he feels. Little bit of extra. He's one of the best, and he's on the show, and he'll give you his
all
take
right.
on the condition. Okay, so with that, I'll turn you over to Sue. Ricky.
Thank you.
Oh, you're most welcome.
It's Sue.
Hi.
Yeah, Ryan that is on Fridays is an incredible healer. He is a wonderful, wonderful man. So if you can call in Friday, that would be fantastic. But I did pick up a couple of things as soon as you started talking. The first thing that popped up was sugar. So with all your blood work, is she testing your sugar levels too?
I don't know. She's done so many tests, and then she speaks to me like I'm a doctor, and I don't understand half the things that she... And I tell her, I said, please, doctor, I don't understand what you're talking about. You know, they taught you, like, if you're, you know, I don't know, I don't eat sweets. You know, my potassium level at one point a couple of weeks ago went down so low that they tried to put me in the hospital. I refused to go, so they put me on medication, and now it's normal, the potassium. That never happened to me before.
Potassium can affect that, too. It can cause dizziness when it's either too high or too low. So that's good that you have that under control now. Pay attention to what you're eating before the dizziness hits you, when you get the attack of the dizziness. Because I think
dizziness is there all the time. The dizziness is there constantly. It doesn't go away.
Okay.
And I'm not a food person. I'm not really a food person. I have to eat. Now that I'm on this medication, I have to make sure that I eat, because sometimes I forget to eat. Because I don't, you know, I'm not really a food person.
Okay.
But I picked up
sugar for the first thing. It could be high sugar, it could be low sugar, but I got sugar. And the shortness of breath, I think that I agree with Lynn that it's an anxiety, even though you're not feeling anxious. You're refinding yourself with everybody gone all of a sudden, and now you're alone, and you don't have them there to take care of. And that is affecting everything else. But when you get dizzy, I have a little exercise that I do when I get the dizzy spells, and I want you to try it to see if it works. In the middle of your forehead, your third eye,
mm-hmm.
when you start getting dizzy, put pressure on that third eye and say, stop, or enough. Something like that that means for you that I've had enough, I don't want this anymore, just knock it off. And
right.
99% of the time when I get the dizzy spells and I do that, it does help. And it's just a recentering. And I know that you're saying that you can't pray right now, and I completely understand that. If the only prayer that you say all day is God, thank you, that's more than enough until you get back to where you need to be. Right now, call on Archangel Michael to surround you. He is one of the most powerful.
That's the one I used to pray to every single day till like 3 weeks ago. I stopped. I just couldn't bring myself to that space anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I would stop crying.
Yeah. And even if you say, Archangel Michael, help me, that's all you need to say.
I have a rosary that I pray to him. But I ordered it through a religious store, and I pray along with this nun. She died last year, and she was very, very attached to the Archangel Michael. So I pray that I have the Archangel's prayers that I do for him.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't done it. I just 3 weeks ago I was the last time. I used to do it without fail every single day, even before this started happening to me. But I feel like I'm not getting any results. So I just lost the energy to pray.
Well, I understand that. I completely understand that. When we pray, there are a couple of answers that we can get. Yes, not now, or no. And when we feel that we're not getting our answers, the answers are there, we're just not seeing them, and it can just be a not now. It's not your time for whatever it was. It could be yes, but it's going to be different than what we're expecting. And you really, I mean, I understand how you feel about not being able to pray. But like I said, even if it's just God, source, whatever it is, whoever it is that you talk to, if the only prayer you get out for the day is thank you, that's all you need. And just every day, just try focusing on anything positive around you. You've got clothes on your back. You've got food in your stomach.
Yeah.
You know, to every single little positive thing. I woke up this morning. And even if it's a dizzy spell, thank you for letting me feel.
It's not a dizzy spell. It's dizzy all
right,
the time.
Right.
Like, I feel like I'm going to fall down.
I
never fell down, but I feel like I'm going to fall. That's why I'm afraid to go out alone. I always have to have somebody with me. You know?
Oh, absolutely. And, yeah, until they get it out exactly what it is and they're able to take care of it. But I'm like with Lynn. She was talking about the inner ear. I'm thinking that it's going to be an easy fix. It might take a little bit of time for them to figure out exactly what it is, but it's going to be an easy fix. So just please don't give up hope. Because they are going to find out what it is. It might be another doctor. It might be this doctor. It might be another doctor. It might be 2-3 doctors. But they are going to find it. It's going to be an easy fix. Are you drinking enough water?
I try. I wasn't really a water person, but the doctor told me to make sure I hydrate. So
mm-hmm.
now I drink water. I always have a bottle of water next to my bed. Because I lay in my bed more than I'm up. So I have a bottle of water there. And I don't drink as much as I should because I'm not really I never drank water like that before. But I forced myself to do it.
I understand. I mean, I'm not a water person either. But I have learned that I have to drink more. So try to keep hydrated with the water or even juice.
Okay, the juice has the sugar in it, though. Unless I get sugarless, yeah.
Yeah, or herbal tea works great, too.
Herbal tea, yeah. But with even with juice, it does have sugar in it, but it's more of a natural sugar.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm.
I felt, you know, I started drinking orange juice, and it makes me feel a little bit better.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you know, get yourself checked also for, hypoglycemic conditions where your blood sugar is too low. You know, if you don't eat.
Well, I'm sure this doctor, she took so many tests already, you know, and basically they're coming out normal. Now she just took another package of tests. Like I said, it didn't, they did it incorrectly. So I went to the lab because they were sending the technician to my house to do it so I wouldn't have to go out. And apparently this particular batch of tests has to be put on ice. And he didn't know that. So it was, They couldn't test. The test wasn't valid. So this time I went to the lab, and they did it there, and I'm hoping that it's done correctly. So like I say, if I don't hear from her by Friday, I'm going to call Monday, on Tuesday, because they're not there Monday. But the holiday was in the middle there, so you know I'm giving her a chance to call me back. So.
Okay.
But anyway, I'll call this person on Friday, like you suggested, and see what he has to say.
Yeah,
just call into the same way.
Yeah.
Sorry?
You're not giving me any bad vibes, so I don't feel like I called, you know, I'm not going to walk away from this depressed or anything.
Oh, no, I'm not getting anything not positive for you. I think you've got a good attitude. You're doing the right thing, getting the tests done. Don't give up on prayer, as Sue says. Thank you is good enough if that's all you can do in a day. I loved that. Yeah. Okay, we've got to move on, Ricky. We've got callers waiting. But listen, I will make a note for the Friday show of your number, and we'll make sure we get you on or that they get
you
on.
Much.
Okay?
Thank
okay.
you.
Okay, love and light
to
you, Rick. Okay, no problem, and bless you. And we send all kinds of love and energy to you. Okay?
Thank you. Bye. Okay.
All right,
bye-bye.
My dear. Okay, bye-bye. Okay. Yeah, if anyone out there that's listening has the inclination, just send out a little prayer for Ricky, if you would. That would be beautiful. Little healing energy goes a long way.
Absolutely.
Alrighty, here we go. Yeah, doesn't it, eh? All right. I'm trying to pick up our next caller. Oh, here we go. All right, 856, you're on the air. Could we get your name, please?
Hi, this is Laura in New Jersey.
Hi, Laura. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, we're doing fine tonight. Thank you for calling in. Did you call in with a question, or did you just want to see what we can get for you?
Just see what you can get for me.
Okay. Your name, your voice is familiar. Have you called before?
Yes, I have.
I thought so. Yeah, I recognized that voice, and I recognized a very positive energy in you. You doing okay, are you?
Yeah, I think I'm doing okay. Yeah.
Good. Yeah, I remember when we read for you last time, I was, I felt such a good positive energy from you. And I felt like you're going to do great because you've got like one of those good attitudes, you know. Anyway, okay, where are we at, Sue? Are you able to start or would you like me to go?
Sure, I can go.
All right, you're pulling angel cards, are you not?
Yep, I pulled a couple of them for her.
Perfect. Alrighty.
Hi, Laura.
Hi, Sue.
The first card that I pulled for you is Archangel Zedekiel. And he is saying keep an open mind and learn new ideas and then teach the ideas to others. Is that something that you like to do? Do you like to learn stuff and then spread your knowledge to others?
Yeah. Actually,
I like doing that with my oils and my herbs and things like that. And
yeah.
That came through real, real quick for you. And then the other card that I pulled was Archangel Shamuel. And it's saying peace comes from remembering that only love is real. So I'm getting like outside energy can be pulling at you. So just remember that the negativity is not for you. Only love is what you need to concentrate on.
Okay.
And make sure that you clear your space on a regular basis, your personal space, your area all around you. Keep your energy positive. Deal with any negativity that comes around. Get rid of it as soon as you can. Is there something new, a new field that you're trying to get into? Hobby-wise or career-wise, I'm seeing a new adventure for you. New relationship?
I don't have a relationship, but I have a job interview tomorrow.
Okay.
It's an hour and a half north of where I live, so I would probably have to relocate up there if I got the job.
Is that something that you would consider?
Yeah, if it's the right opportunity and everything, I'll find out, I guess, during the interview tomorrow how I feel, and
okay.
We'll see how things go. But I would like to stay in this area or go south. I wasn't really planning on going north, but the opportunity came up for it, and I applied, and they were interested in bringing me in for an interview, so I'm just going to go and check it out and see, you know, what's up with it. Maybe
yeah,
I'll
go look at what they have to say, but keep an open mind on it. I mean, if it's not really what you're looking for, then don't waste your time.
Right. So I'm going to keep an open mind. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I don't know. You'll have to make up your own mind on that, but I don't see that being the one for you because I can just tell in your voice that you're not, like, over the moon about it.
Well, I think it's the thought of moving further north, and I got comfortable with this area because I've been here for so long, and there was an area, a specific area where I wanted to move and buy a home, and I'm still attached to that concept. I haven't quite let go of it, but I'm telling myself I have to be open to other opportunities, and if that means I have to move, you know, then I would have to do that. But it's just, I've told myself to be open.
Yeah, be open about it, but be realistic about it, too, because I'm seeing a change, a big change coming that's going to be very, very positive, very happy. And I don't know if it's career or if it's a relationship, but you're going to be, I mean, you're going to know instantly this is the one. This is what I have been looking for. This is meant for me. So if
you
walk in.
You said that because I've been dreaming the last 2 weeks and remembering my dreams, which, and they're kind of weird. So I started writing them down. But the other day I was waking up and I had a dream where I was driving my vehicle and I was going around a bend and I hit a huge pothole and it shook the entire vehicle and it shifted my, I guess you could say the trajectory of the vehicle, it shifted it because it was such a deep pothole going around the bend. And as I was writing this out, the thought came to me, I'm in for a major shift because that pothole shifted me in a whole different direction when I was driving. And I thought, oh, my gosh, there's a big change, a big shift coming. And I don't know what that is or what it means. It's just what came to me as I was writing down the dream in my journal.
Right.
So it's funny that you should say that because that ties in exactly with what you just told me.
Yeah, the feeling that I'm getting is this shift, this change for you is, I mean, the minute you walk into this situation, you are going to know instantly, yes, this is for me. There's not going to be any doubt whatsoever. It's going to be, this is it. This is what I've been looking for.
And you don't know career or a romance?
I'm not getting that. It's just a major life change that I'm getting. That's all I'm getting on it.
Okay.
But it's because I picked up both career and relationship, so I don't know which is going to happen first. So, but I think when you walk into this interview, if it doesn't hit you like a thunderbolt, it's not for you.
Okay.
If it's one of those, yeah, I could probably do this, but you're not going to be happy there if it's one of those.
Okay.
And you're not going to be happy if you have to move to the area if it's a, well, yeah, I could maybe do this. If you walk in and go, oh, my God, this is what I have been waiting for, then, yes, definitely do it. But if there's any slight little bit of doubt, don't take it.
Okay.
Because when this opportunity comes, it's going to practically knock you off your feet with a wow.
But that sounds really good. I like that.
Yeah. But that's what I'm getting for you, Laura.
Thank you.
I hope it helps.
It does. It does. I mean, I'm sure that shift is coming soon because it's just weird that I started dreaming the last 2 weeks because I haven't been dreaming. If I have, I never remembered them.
Always dream, but most of the time we don't remember. And it's so awesome when we do remember our dreams. And I'm glad that you could see that hitting the pothole and moving the vehicle was, you know, the shift in your life, too, because interpretation is so individualized. If I can dream of a huge oak tree, and it will mean one thing for me, but it'll mean another thing for you. So realizing that it is going to be a major shift, that's really great.
Yeah, that interpretation only came to me as I was writing it down because if I couldn't make heads or tails out of it, but as I was writing it, that's when it popped into my head what it meant.
Yeah, and that's great.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, hon. I'm going to turn you over to Lynn, and we'll see what she's got for you.
Sounds good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, hi, Laura.
I was going to say,
I have pretty much a continuance of what you guys are speaking of in terms of a trajectory taking another path. The image that I drew for you here is of a little house. The doorway is arched, if that means anything, as opposed to square. And above the doorway is a mandala. And that's a striking feature of the house. Now, leading from the house is a path. And if you can view it like with an artist's eye to perspective, the path is wide where it comes from the door, and then it comes towards me, and then it takes a 180-degree turn and starts heading off to, and it disappears onto the horizon. I wish I could show you the image, but basically what strikes me is the mandala at the door, over the door, and the sharp 180 turn that the path takes. Like it leads from, and the house is your comfort zone. You love your comfort zone. And it says here too, it's okay to love your comfort zone. If that's where your heart wants to be, there's no problem. No problem. I really resonate with what Sue was saying, that if it doesn't like ring your bell, and if there's doubt attached to this decision, stay in your comfort zone. It's a perfectly okay place to stay until your heart wants to leave it, right? Sometimes it's the safest place to be. But that, if you do take that, it's going to take you right into, I've got written down here, new horizon. So, you know, it's a choice you make. But make sure that, like, everything's resonating for you with this decision. That's so important. Because if you're going to take that 180 turn, it's like going down the road the other way again. If you're going to make that turn, well, it's got to be something spectacular for you. So you'll know how you feel. The name Ted comes up, but it also feels like it could have been Teddy as a familiar version of it. And it feels like an uncle energy. And it feels like they've crossed. And they say, you can call me Teddy. You would call me Teddy. So not Ted, like not Edward or Ted. It's like Teddy. So that's coming through as a name for you to check out. And getting a mail.
Not sure who that is.
Okay, well, keep that. And you'll
probably...
Are you
sure it's not Eddie? Because I have an uncle, Eddie. Yeah.
Okay. No, I buy that. But it's more like, it's not like the formal version of the name. It's Eddie or Teddy. Okay, Eddie. No, I buy Eddie quite well. Okay. But it's the friendlier version of the name, if you get what I mean. Right?
Yeah. He was Uncle Eddie.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. So if you feel like you need to talk to someone in spirit, he's hanging around you. Just there, you know, they're just there. They care, and they're, you know, just hanging with us. And I was going to suggest, too, that you look into practicing lucid dreaming. Have you ever explored that?
Lucid dreaming, what's that mean?
Well, it's almost like astral projection, but not. It's you're dreaming, and you're also awake and aware at the same time that you're dreaming.
That's actually, I'm sorry to interrupt. That's actually how my dreams for the last 2 weeks have been occurring, as I was in that wakeful state where I'm coming out of my sleep in the morning. That's
fabulous.
When the dreams have been happening.
Perfect. Well, keep doing that. And you also could also look at astral projection. You may be traveling in your sleep. If it depends, you can tell when you're lucid dreaming. It's a slight kind of different thing, but both experiences are you're there experiencing it, and you're also your body's sleeping while you're still functioning. It's so hard to explain, but you've done it,
no,
obviously,
I
guess, right?
If I get a vision, or if I get, let's just say I've had visions occur to me, foretelling visions, not very often, but when it does happen, or if I hear my name called out, it's when I'm first waking up in that state. That's what, if it's going to happen, that's when it happens, when I'm first waking up. And I'm in that state where I'm, a few years ago, I woke up and I was on my stomach with my face buried sideways in the pillow, and I felt a presence behind me at the head of the bed. And I didn't turn over to look or anything, but this presence pulled the sheet up and covered me.
Oh.
So I guess the cover's off. And then I felt the presence walk around the bed, this other side of the bed. I felt the bed decompress, like they had gotten onto the other side of the bed. And and I felt like a very loving presence. But the weirdest thing was, I couldn't move. It's not that I was physically frozen, but it's like I was, like my mind was frozen for some reason. Like I couldn't, it didn't occur to me to flip over and look. By the time that finally the thought hit me to look, there was nothing there.
Mm-hmm.
It was, and I looked over at the bed, the other side of the bed, and it was flat. It wasn't decompressed. But I knew I hadn't been imagining it.
Oh,
but
that's
the fact
clear
that
sentience.
It was clear sentience. I still don't understand why I didn't move, why it took me so long to move, for the thought to occur. It's almost as if I was being held in place, but not by force. I don't know how to explain it.
Possibly, yeah. Yeah. What do you think,
Sue? I wasn't supposed to look.
I think that was your spirit guide. I'm getting a name like Angelique.
Angelique.
Yeah.
And I wasn't supposed to look or something like that, because it was just weird. I wasn't afraid, though, because the fact
No, you wouldn't be afraid from your spirit guide. It's just, it's such complete familiarity and love that you don't need to look or acknowledge. But I'm getting spirit guide, and I got the name Angelique.
Angelique.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
So you can talk to her by name anytime.
Thank you. I will too.
Do you have a grandmother that has passed also?
Yes, I do.
With not a real common name.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Absolutely.
Hey, she's with you all the time. All the time. I can't even attempt to come up with the name. I've had like three different names like jumbled together in my head, so it's just telling me that it's an unusual name.
You want me to tell you?
Yeah, if you don't mind.
Euphemia.
What is it?
Euphemia.
Okay.
Euphemia. It's a Scottish name.
That's
okay.
Beautiful.
It is beautiful. Yeah, it's like I said, I had like three names jumbled together and it wasn't making sense to me, so I just, okay, it's unusual.
Very.
Well, you have to think with a brogue.
For sure.
She's
lovely.
With you
Effie.
All the time.
Effie,
I think she
sure.
actually might have been the one that covered you, but I think it was your spirit guide sitting on the bed.
Oh, my.
And
that was
that's why you didn't need to look, because it was just, it was so familiar and just pure love that you didn't need to look.
But it didn't even occur to me and then when it did occur to me, it was like, I don't know how much time passed before it finally occurred to me to turn over and look and see if there was anything there. And of course I didn't see anything at that point. And the bed was not decompressed either at that point. It was just very, it was so weird. It was just such a weird experience for me. It was surreal. I couldn't even, I can't tell you how weird it was. It was weird.
Oh, it's wonderful. It's wonderful. You should really develop your abilities. Laura, yeah, go for it.
Absolutely.
You know, you've certainly, yeah, you've got it going on, so work on that.
Things go flying in the apartment, you know, they'll fall, they'll swivel around. I get lights flickering. I find, I get the coins all the time. I get the feathers. Sometimes feathers will fall down in front of me, or I'll find
them. Oh, my gosh, yeah.
If I was just going to ask lights, because I heard lights when you started talking.
Yeah, they blink. Yeah.
Well, pay attention to those. And sorry.
I get like you know, speakers at the with computers and things like that. They'll go on the fridge when I'm around. Yeah, it's crazy.
Oh, it's fabulous. Develop your abilities and also remember to shield when you do the work. Make sure you are protecting your energy space, and just keep developing your abilities. I think you've really got it going on, so that's the next step is just do the work. Yeah, you're going to be awesome.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much. Well, you too. Alrighty. Take care, and I appreciate the readings. Thank you.
Well, thank
you're
you,
welcome.
Laura, and let us know how it goes.
I will. Take care. Have a good night.
Okay,
you too,
love and light to you. Okay. Alrighty. So we've got a few more callers to go to, and we can keep going if you're okay, Sue.
Sure.
Alrighty then. We have 724 on the line. Can we get your name, please?
Oh, good evening. Hi, this is Mandy. Thank you for taking me. I didn't think I was going to get in.
Oh no, we're gonna keep going. We haven't gotten drained out yet. So, have you got a question
that.
For us, Mandy?
I would like to see what you girls pick up for me this evening.
Alrighty. Where are you at, Sue? Are you pulling a card, or do you want me to go ahead?
If you have something, you can go ahead, Lynn.
Well, I'm getting the energy of a very little dog. Do you?
Oh wow!
Do you have a little dog on the other side, Mandy?
No, I don't.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to leave that because I'm still getting, whap 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 from a little dog tail.
Not to interrupt you, I did have a chow, but I don't, and the dog was a she, but I don't consider that as a little dog, you know.
Oh, okay. Well, to me, little is, okay, a chow would mean,
a chow would be, with the little black tongues, they look like the little lions.
Yeah, no, that's to me a little dog, and I'm getting a really, the attention is being pulled to this little dog. Is this little guy on the other side?
Yes. The dog, her name was Poochie, a female dog.
Okay. Well, she's coming through very, very strongly. I'm getting like I know they have these fuzzy tails that are kind of curled, right? And it's...
A little, not a lot.
What's that? I'm sorry?
A little, not a lot.
Okay. There's a definite, I'm getting it in the heart area, and it's very joyful feeling, and it's like whap, 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 whap. Okay? So it's it's just such a loving greeting, and that dog is pulling attention for you. There's a whole lot of love coming your way. That's what's coming through.
I took her death really hard, and I believe she was suffering when she had passed. So,
she's not anymore.
And I never knew if the people that I called to tend to her, because she wasn't living with me when she was, you know, in the verge of passing. I never knew if they gave her something to speed that process up, or if she went naturally on her own.
I'm getting helped, the word helped. So I guess they would have helped her over a little.
Okay.
But she's, the thing to focus on is like, what, like my heart chakra is like full of champagne bubbles, if you can understand that. It's, she's fine, and she is so, she just loves you and is just sending love. As I say, it really feels like there's a dog tail going whap, whap, whap on me. Like there's the whole butt is wiggling, okay? So,
I'm so glad to hear that. I love that more than you know.
Yeah. Oh, I'm just so full of lovely dog energy right now. I love it. And with that, I'm just going to put you over to Sue. I love that she came through for you.
Great. Thank you.
Okay.
Hi, Mandy. I'm picking up a couple different things for you.
Okay.
Are you planning a trip in the near future near water?
I'm not personally, but my son's father is wanting to take my son to Jamaica over the Christmas holiday.
Okay.
But
I was thinking either a trip or a move near water, so that could be it.
Okay. I'm not opposing moving, but that's always in the back of my mind.
Okay. Yeah, if you do, look near water.
Okay. So of knowing which one it is? Is it more towards picking up his possibility of the trip or a relocation for us both?
I was getting it for you, so I would say possible relocation.
Okay, before a personal trip. Okay.
Yeah, it's for you.
Okay.
Do you have psychic abilities?
I believe
hear,
I have.
You hear things?
Excuse me?
You have clairaudience? You hear voices or thoughts
voices.
In your mind that are different, you know, like stuff will just pop in all of a sudden?
Yeah.
Or
I
you'll know
voices.
What somebody else is thinking?
Mm-hmm. Voices, dreams, and visions as well. I've seen things happen right in front of me, and then they happen after the fact. Or, as crazy as this may sound, my youngest son, he just turned one, probably about 5 years ago, which I thought it was a dream. There was nothing going on. All I heard was a voice and telling me that I would have another son. And to name him Christian. Well, he either told me to name him Christian or he would be named Christian. And I never thought I'd have another child. My first son is going to be 12 this Saturday. And Lord and behold, 11 years later, I had a second son. And well, this was approximately 5 years after the story I just shared with you. And his name's Christian.
Wow.
And I just use that as an example. His birthday was just 11/11, so.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm picking up that, you know, you hear the things in your mind, and even like from people around you, you'll just know something all of a sudden. But concentrate on that and work on that.
Okay. How would I go about that? Like I said, I could relate to the caller beforehand saying about the dreams. Again, I'll dream. Sometimes it may be something a week before the fact, but sometimes it's literally years before it happens. But there's just such strong dreams, that's why I remember them.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the thing about the spirit world. That's we live in the physical plane on a time crunch. What is years to us is seconds in the spirit world.
Mm-hmm.
So in the blink of an eye, we're still here 20 years after someone passes. In the blink of an eye, we're with them. You know, they have no time there. So when messages come through from the other side, it could be happening now. It could happen, like you said, a year from now. It's
right.
Because they don't travel on the same time that we do. But pay attention to any of the other symbols that come through for you. It's, I'm picking up that you do have signs and symbols that come around you that you don't really acknowledge. You might, like, see a light flash and not think anything of it. Or as you're walking, you'll find a coin on the floor and you just pick it up and put it away. Those are all little signs around you.
Okay.
If all of a sudden you smell something that, and you think, oh, that smelled like roses or whatever, that really shouldn't be there. Those are all signs from the other side.
And yeah, now those were the ones that would obviously, like, the dreams or hearing the voices were more clear, but the certain scents over the years, like, there's the ones I always couldn't distinguish or why, like maybe all of a sudden smelling McDonald's. I remember this
mm-hmm.
happening to me at my father's house, and I'm the only one there, so, and I didn't bring McDonald's into the house. Like, something weird like that.
Yeah.
I couldn't make sense of that, per se.
And that's just a little sign from somebody on the other side that they're around you. It could be something they like to eat. It could be pipe smoke, cigarette smoke, a cologne. If somebody loved pizza, all of a sudden you'll smell pizza. If somebody loved cake, you'll smell sweet cake. And it's just their way of letting us know that they're around us. But try to start paying attention more. It's like maybe even smell nail polish, and it's somebody who used to take really good care of their nails when they were around.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
just try to focus on those little signs, because when you focus on the little things, it all works into a bigger picture, and it's going to wake up all the other senses to bring through more of your abilities.
Now, not to interrupt you, this mm-hmm. makes me think on this subject. A few months back, I was laying in bed and woke up really calmly, still laying on my back, eyes open, and a bedroom door was open, and I glanced over, and I just saw this man from a different era than what, you know, we're living in, and he had on a suit, hat, suspenders, and he just looked like he was just walking through my hall, like from my steps, and he just, like, looked at me very calmly, like nodded his head, and kept walking. He just walked straight into my bathroom, and obviously he never came out. And the funny thing is I fell back to sleep. Like, it was,
mm-hmm.
it didn't even bother me. I mean, and it was daylight. It wasn't dark. It didn't even scare me that I saw this man fully dressed, just, you know, walking into my bathroom like he was walking into an office. And he never came back. I looked for him to come back, and I had the slightest idea who this man was.
He is probably somebody that was from the area from before.
Uh-huh.
And just string through what used to be familiar to him. Because
uh-huh.
even though everything has changed, a lot of times when they come through their space, they will see things how they were when they were here.
Right, and that explains the era of his suit and so forth.
Yeah. But I think you'll start seeing a lot more of that. You're going to
uh-huh.
hear a lot more. You're going to see a lot more. You're going to feel a lot more. Just make sure and use protection. Always surround yourself with a bubble of the white light.
Okay.
Don't let any of it hang on to you.
Uh-huh.
Set your boundaries on what is allowed to come to you and what is not allowed, and what is allowed to stay and what is not allowed to stay.
Okay.
But do you use a white light at all now?
No, I don't.
Okay, the easiest way that I can explain to you is that, you know, in The Wizard of Oz, when Glinda the Good Witch would come down in the bubble?
Okay.
You surround yourself with a bubble like that of white light. And that is just pure positive loving energy that no negativity can penetrate.
Okay. Now, would that be more maybe lighting some just pure white candles as well, or?
Oh, you can do that too, but always surround your personal space with the bubble of the white light.
Okay.
And then you can protect your outward space with candles and incense, whatever speaks to you that would be a freeing, clearing object.
Okay.
If I burn candles, I burn incense. There's lots of different things. I use crystals.
Uh-huh.
So whatever speaks to you is what you use, because it's all in the intention. When you light your candle, you light it and say whatever means the most to you, like lighting this candle, I only allow positive energy in the space, no negativity is allowed, you know, something along that line.
Okay.
But just really concentrate on all these little signs and symbols that are appearing around you.
And it, as far as like with the dreams, they're the ones that can be kind of, you know, stressful at times. It's like because I don't want to make a decision, or I don't know which one is actually a vision and or a warning per se, or just an act, just a dream per se. And that's
right.
Where I'll get stuck and, you know, okay, which one is it? So
the
then I'll, like, leave it go so it doesn't, you know, stress my mind out.
Right, and you could do like the previous caller did and start writing down your dreams.
Yeah, I used to do that all the time. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like she was saying, when she writes them down, it makes it more clear. The questions are answered. So when you write it down, maybe you'll find out, okay, this was just a dream and it was just my mind being free, or this was a message. It'll make it more clear.
Okay. Now, how about colors? If I would see a color, is there meanings to those two?
Absolutely.
Sure.
Okay. There's meanings to everything, numbers, colors, flowers. There's so many different things out there that have different spiritual meanings. And most of the time you can go through and Google, and
okay.
It'll tell you what this color means or what this number means, what this animal means.
Uh-huh.
And that really helps out a lot. Like, purple is for spirituality and your connection with God or spirit, universe, whatever it is that you consider. Green is a healing color. You know, they all mean something different.
Now, how about red? I got it.
Red is one of the colors that I have read different explanations for. Red can mean power.
Okay.
But then it can also mean other things. So some colors do have more than one meaning.
Yeah, I don't know why it comes across to me as a negative, and I don't, like, yeah, I just figured that's why I'd ask you to see if I was wrong or dead on with that.
Some people like the color black. Will come across
mm-hmm.
to some people as a negative color, where others it is a positive color. So it's all
uh-huh.
an interpretation. Everything means something different to everybody.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Like I can walk out in the yard and see a dandelion, and it's the most beautiful flower to me. And you can walk out there and see a dandelion and see a weed in your grass.
Uh-huh. True.
So go on and, you know, go on the internet and look up the different colors and the meanings and what resonates with you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm just going to hop in here, Sue. We're running out of time, so I wanted to just cut this a little short if we could. But
okay.
Do educate yourself. Yeah, that like all that stuff, look up. Red is the base chakra, the one that deals with survival. So if you've got a lot
okay.
of fear, red can be a color of fear, too. But just check that out online, and we're just going to move on and
both of your time.
Oh, love you, bless you. Thank you for calling, and let us know how it goes. and keep working on your abilities. Yeah, as Sue says, yeah, you've got lots to offer in the psychic realm. So here we go.
Thank you. Thank you both. Have a good night.
Good night. All right. We'll try to squeeze the last two callers in. So I'm just going to say before we do to check out the show tomorrow night with Angel Antics with Eileen Powers and DC Love. They're at 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 o'clock Pacific. And then Friday night is Enter the Light with Jan Drake Bakke and Ryan Adragna, and their special guest, Shannon Johnson, will be on. So look for the link for that on Facebook. And we're going to move on to area code 631. You're on the air. Could we get your name, please?
Suzanne.
Hi, Suzanne. We're running out of time, but if you have a real quick question for you, we'll do our best.
Yeah, either on love life or new job, both real quick. I'm going on a couple of blind dates this week and hoping for some job interviews.
Okay. Well, who wants to go first? Are you pulling a card there, Sue?
I'm not pulling a card, but I am getting a message, so I can go ahead and go.
Yeah, lovely. Thank you.
As for the relationships with your dates, I am getting shop around and have fun. Make sure when you settle on somebody, it's exactly what you're looking for. We all settle at one point or another, but don't make a real big settle. Like if he's a drinker and you don't like drinking, you don't want him. You know, one of those type things. If he's got a mustache, you're not crazy about mustaches, but you can deal with it. That's okay. But really go out there and make sure not to be selfish, but put yourself first and your needs and your wants first. And enjoy it. Have a lot of fun with it. And play the field before you settle on one.
Okay.
Okay. But that's what I was picking up. Just have fun.
Yeah.
I didn't pick up anything for the career. I just got the relationship right away as soon as you started talking. So.
Yeah. But. And in job. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Shall I go ahead then?
Absolutely.
All righty then. Suzanne, I immediately drew a circle, and it says here, watch for repeated patterns both in yourself and the other. This applies to both the dating scene and the job situation. Watch out for patterns that you're repeating possibly subconsciously that might become a block for you. And it's in the job thing too. Ask yourself why these patterns are being repeated. What is the lesson that your soul is needing to learn in that? And as I was writing this, I felt a weird pressure on the back of my head, just like as if you're pressuring yourself a little too much. And as I think Sue hit it on the head when she said, just relax and have some fun. Don't pressure yourself too much. I felt like I was almost being pushed. And it was very uncomfortable. And it's like, back off and let me relax a little, have a little fun. So that's what's coming up. Ease up, it says here. Ease up on yourself. I think, you know, just let go of any expectations you may have. And I get a green light on the job situation. I think you're going to be fine. Are you looking for a job right now?
Well, I'm subbing, and then I have an interview to sub at a different school, but I would really just like one job as a teacher aide, teacher assistant, more as an aide, close by, and that's what I've been praying for.
Yeah, I got a green light on that. I think that will happen for you. Just put it into the universe as a request, what you do want, and then let it go. And don't, like as I said, don't put the expectations out there. Just trust that it will happen in the right time. Alrighty, that's what I have for you, Suzanne. And I hope that helps.
Alrighty. It did. Thank
you so much for calling in. Let us know how it goes. And we'll look forward to hearing you again. Alrighty.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, we're going to squeeze 917. 917, you're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Hello, ladies. This is Ellen, and thank you so much for squeezing me in.
No problem, Ellen. Welcome to Divine Connections. Do you have a question you'd like to ask?
Well, I would like things to move along because I know you're pressed for time, so let me just ask you to give me whatever you pick up.
Okay. All right. I'm getting the image of a bouquet of lilies for some reason. I wonder if that flower has a significance for you at all.
I think they're pretty. Are you talking about white lilies or like Easter lilies that are colored or what?
If I had to put a name to them, I would call them calla lilies, the type that are sort of a rolled up looking lily.
Yes,
the name lily? I'm sorry?
No. I know the ones. I'm saying I know what a calla lily is. It's the white ones, and they tend to be very long stemmed. I like them, but I have no other connection with them.
And the name lily doesn't bear any significance for you at all, eh?
No.
Okay. Well, leave that at that and see what Sue comes up with, and I'll see if anything more comes through on that.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
When I get the image of a dog right away, and I don't usually pick up on animals, so I don't know what that is supposed to mean. If you have a dog or recently lost one or are thinking of getting a dog, I don't know, but I picked up a dog.
I had one dog in my life, and he passed away about 20 years ago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
well, maybe if he's just still around you. But that's weird because, like I said, I don't normally pick up animals.
Okay.
But I got a dog right away. I'm picking up that you need to prioritize more.
Okay.
It will help with organization and motivation. But really pay attention to your highest priorities. Possibly you're putting other people's needs and wants before yours, and you need to start concentrating on you more.
Okay.
And I am also getting get out in the full moon. We have a full moon coming again this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And get out there and absorb the energy and put your intentions, whatever it is that you've been thinking about a lot or wanting or like going back and forth, not sure on, get out there and release it into the universe during the moon, and you're going to get some real clear answers on it.
Oh, that would be helpful. I have been going back and forth on whether to make a big move, and if so, where. So, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, this moon that's coming is going to be the perfect time for you for that.
Good. Good.
Okay, and that's what I got for you.
Okay, thank you.
I just want to add really quickly, Ellen, that I looked up the meaning of the flower lily and what it signifies. Even though it's used very often as a funeral flower, it signifies renewal and rebirth. And that really resonated when I read that. I think that's what that's coming through for you as. It's like a flower totem. But so you're looking for renewal and rebirth in your life, and something is going to come through as a good change for you, I think. So that ties in. Yeah.
No, and thank you for looking it up, because that clarifies things and gives it a great meaning, and I think that is what I needed to hear. I think you've hit the nail on the head.
Yeah, well, it comes through as a symbol, and I figured it just sort of got that nudge. Well, look that up and see. And sometimes numbers come through like that too. But I just sort of went, wow, yeah, that's what we're talking about. That's lovely. I love that for you. I hope that helped. We're just heading on to our exit, but I just wish you so much love and light, Ellen, and I hope that renewal and rebirth is just great. It feels like it's about time for you. Yes. All righty. Okay,
thank you again, ladies. Have a good night.
Thank you.
All righty. Well, here we go. Thank you for calling in. Talk to you next week. Same time. Same